Luke the evangelist wrote his gospel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that his audience would be certain of the things that they had been taught. Luke made a careful investigation of what the eyewitnesses handed down and made an orderly account of everything from the very beginning. And that account in the Bible is the books of Luke and Acts. And it's what we're reading and what I'm preaching through in this church here, these 10 weeks as we began this fall. So this message series is incredibly special today because in it you're going to hear from our confirmation students. Over the past 2 years, they have spent Wednesday nights here going through scriptures and investigating the faith that has been handed down to them. And the rite of confirmation today marks the outcome of that season of their faith journey, which we celebrate with them as the rite of confirmation. So since theirs is a biblical faith, rooted and grounded in the scriptures, let's take a moment to hear what their understanding of scripture is. Carissa shares this.
The Bible is how you talk to God and learn about his word. It is made up books written by various authors who are uniquely chosen by God to record his teachings.
And Tristan adds this.
The Bible to me is the word of God and a pathway to being a better follower of God. I believe that the Bible has the truth to all things and will give you the right answer no matter how you feel about it.
And as his foundation of faith, Kian says this.
I believe that the Bible is the word of God. It teaches me who God is and how I am called to live. I will continue to study scripture and let it shape my life.
So the certainty of what they have received and have trusted empowers their faith journey, as we will hear more from them and what they believe and then how they're going to intend to live out their lives as followers of Jesus and members of Christ's church. So moving through their testimonies of these students is a series of three parables in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 15. And they're going to form the basis for our celebrating today of these students. Or I would maybe say our need to celebrate these students with what they're about to witness. So these parables begin with some religious leaders quietly complaining about the company that Jesus is keeping. People that they seem, to them, unworthy of friendship with Jesus. So in Luke 15, we read, now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. And Jesus goes on, won't you then go out, leave the 99 and go after the one sheep who is lost? And when you find that one lost sheep, will you not throw him over your shoulders and carry him home? And then when you get home, will you not call together all your friends and neighbors and say, we have to celebrate? Jesus said, the shepherd says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. And Jesus goes on to say, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Friends, we have reason for rejoicing today over our students. Listen to what Lane shares.
I believe that God the Father is the creator of all things. To me, Jesus is more than someone I believe in. He is someone I walk with daily. In prayer, I find comfort knowing he hears me and cares about me. In struggles, I find strength knowing he is with me. And in moments of joy, I find deeper meaning because I know all good things come from him. He also gives me purpose. This world often feels broken, but throughout Jesus I find direction and peace. His words guide me to live with kindness, patience, and forgiveness. Even when I fail, he offers me grace and forgives me.
So Jesus seeks and saves. And this is what pleases God the Father, and we're invited to rejoice with him. Kian understands this, that God is seeking him.
As I continue my faith in confirmation, I choose to follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I commit to living out my life for him every day, not just in words, but in actions. I trust God's plan for me and promise to grow in faith, love others, and serve with joy.
So Samantha and Tristan, they know that in this journey they are being sought out by the Good Shepherd.
I would keep coming to church and sharing his word to others. It was hard in the beginning, but I keep coming back to church on Sundays and Wednesdays. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died on the cross for me.
Salvation. Salvation is a gift that God gave us to free us from our sins and guilt and help us to build better connection with God. To me, this also means eternal life in heaven is awaiting you.
So there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents, who turns to God, than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So the next parable in this series continues with a woman who has 10 coins that represent all of her wealth, and she loses one of them. So she goes and turns over her whole house searching to find this one lost coin. And when she finds it, she calls her friends together and says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost coin." And Jesus says, "In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Apart from Jesus, we are all lost. The good news is that God is pleased to invite each lost sinner back to him. He's pleased when each one returns to him by faith. So that makes Cole's faith cause for celebration today.
I believe God is made up of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. God sent his only Son to the world. That Son was Jesus. Jesus was sent to die on the cross for our sins. Since Jesus died on the cross, all Christians are saved, and that means we get eternal life. Salvation is eternal for those who believe in Jesus.
Man of many words, but he gets it right. Oakley shares how she has turned to Jesus.
From an early age, I have put my trust in Jesus. I have a supportive church standing behind me and supporting me in all I do. I don't only worship the Lord while in church. Outside of church, I worship him by praying each night before I fall asleep and random times throughout each day. Jesus is the driving force behind my athletic career. No matter what the sport is, I set aside time to thank the Lord for all the opportunities he has given me. I fully believe the Lord is my strength.
Through these parables, Jesus wants his hearers to understand that repentance is the way to the Father, and it is reason for celebration. And so today, we see Brendan turns to Jesus and seeks to practice that every day.
My relationship with Jesus is very important to me because he helps guide me through tough life challenges. Living as his follower means trying to live with kindness, love, and making choices that reflects what he teaches every day.
So God in Christ is a seeking God, and Remy wants people to know it.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Jesus was resurrected on the third day. Jesus removed our sins from our soul. I believe in Jesus. I will come to church. I will preach about Jesus.
So this last parable in this series is the parable of the lost son. And a son who has run from his father and left his household. He takes his inheritance and squanders it in wild living, and he ends up broke and destitute with nowhere to turn for help. And we pick up in verse 17 in Luke chapter 15 when it says, "When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death?'" This idea in the original language that when he came to his senses is this idea of repentance, when he recognizes his wrong, and when he turns back to his father, he hopes to find mercy, knowing that he is not worthy because he has sinned against God and his father. But he has already determined in his heart that he is no longer worthy to be a son. And before he gets to his father, the father runs out to him with open arms and throws them around him. And this is a loving father who welcomes his lost son in every way possible, with a robe and a ring and sandals and a fattened calf, to identify that this lost son has returned is now restored and honored back into the family. And the father proclaims, "Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. We have a Father in heaven who welcomes lost sinners, who celebrates every time someone who is dead in sin becomes alive in Christ. The Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." So this is the heart of our God. These students know our God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I believe that God is the creator of everything, and he is all-knowing. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father is like a father to me. He is guiding me and knows my plans for my life. God the Son died on the cross for our sins so we could be saved, and he was resurrected on the third day. I believe the Holy Spirit lives within us and helps us make the right decision and guides us to follow Jesus.
I believe that the Son of God is Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross to save us from the sin and its consequences. I believe that Jesus conquered death and offered eternal life for all.
I believe in the Holy Spirit who lives within me and works through me. The Spirit strengthens my faith, helps me to grow, and guides me in making good choices.
I believe that God is all-knowing and the creator of all things. God is the guiding light that gets me through every situation, good or bad. God is a constant foundation on which I lean on. God is the Father. He created me, he created you, and he created every other thing we can imagine. God is constantly shaping me as a person. God created me with a purpose, and he calls me by name to be his voice to all around me.
So today is time to rejoice with our loving Father, who rejoices over one lost sinner who is found, over one person who is dead and is alive. But someone is missing in this celebration in the parable of the lost son. The older brother, he refuses to go in because he's angry. He's critical of his brother who was wasteful and had with all his sinful actions. He's angry with his father for showing such mercy and welcoming this son of his back into his home. But listen to the father's response. He says, "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours, but we had to celebrate. We had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So the Father declares this truth. We had to celebrate. Jesus loves sinners. He seeks them. He loves those who find themselves outside of the kingdom of God. And he finds them because that is the Father's heart. It is Christ's mission to seek and save the lost. And the outcome is rejoicing and absolute celebration over each person who repents and returns to God. So listen again to what God has done in the lives of these students through faith in his son.
"I will live as his follower by showing kindness and love to others and treat them fairly. I will keep growing my journey of faith by going to youth group and church. God is giving me a unique talent of running. I take the opportunity to pray with my teammates before each race. My hope is that praying with them will help them develop a friendship with Jesus too. I will keep serving the church by selling sweet corn to raise money for Annie and Lucy so that they can have clean water and good health. I encourage the church to keep sponsoring Moose because it is a God-filled event with amazing speakers that are able to relate to junior high kids and teach us to love God even more than we already do.
I would keep coming to church and sharing his word to others. It was hard in the beginning, but I keep coming back to church on Sundays and Wednesdays.
My faith will not stop here. I will continue to walk in the light of the Lord until the day I am fortunate enough to meet him.
Participating in the rite of confirmation will be meaningful to me because it's a way to accept my faith for myself and show my commitment to following Jesus. It marks an important step in continuing my journey.
I decided to be a follower probably, I want to say, probably 2019 after my dad died. I just needed a place to turn. I just started coming to church. I just started reading the Bible. It's important to me because that means my dad, it just reminds me that my dad is always with me. There is a life after death, and remember that.
Also, salvation is a very important gift from God and I am very blessed to have. To me, salvation means freedom, hope, and a new beginning. I know I'm not perfect, and I've made plenty of mistakes, but salvation reminds me that Jesus has already paid the price for my sins and offers me forgiveness. I mean, I don't have to worry, I don't have to carry the weight of guilt or fear because Christ has set me free. Salvation gives me hope no matter what I face in this life. My future is secure with Him. It also changes how I live every day because I know I am loved, forgiven, and called to walk in God's purpose.
Why did Jesus welcome sinners and eat with them? Because there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. It's God's heart. So friends, these students, they understand that God gladly receives all who turn to Him. God saved them from their sins. They know they are forgiven. They know they are redeemed by God's grace through faith in God's one and only Son. They know the Father's welcome as an arms open wide, embracing God who loves them and celebrates them. And it is the Father Himself who demands that His followers, we too, must celebrate with Him. So as you celebrate with the Father in heaven today, receive these words of encouragement and advice from your young sisters and brothers.
I believe in the church, the home of Christ, made up of all the believers, me and you. I believe the church is a place to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in faith.
We study the Bible in church. Church, for me, is a place to worship Jesus with all of the followers. We can worship and grow safely in His space anytime.
Keep coming to church because it's fun.
The Lord is always with us through all the ups and downs. It's important to keep your focus on Him and believe even when times get tough. God sees what we cannot see. He has a plan for each and every one of us, and His plan will never fail.
I encourage everyone to keep loving one another and sharing the message of Jesus because that's how we grow stronger together.
Some advice I have for kids just starting confirmation is to always trust in God because God has a plan for everyone. The rite of confirmation is important to me because it helped me grow closer to Jesus and strengthen my faith in following God.
Salvation is not just about going to heaven one day. It's about experiencing God's love, peace, and guidance in my life right now.
Sometimes it's just a simple story that brings us encouragement, as Remy reminds us.
I believe it means that you need to keep acting out your faith and that you need to love your neighbor and treat them as your own. Keep believing in God. Don't stray away from God. Just believe and everything will go all right. Funny story, when I was in wrestling, I always prayed before a match. I never won a lost a match, so at least when I prayed.
These students, together with you, are the church. And we are celebrating them today and joining them on mission with Jesus, who is still seeking and saving a new generation. Oh, and one more thing.
The rite of confirmation is meaningful to me because I get to express my belief and my love in front of the congregation. I pray all the witnesses here today will hold me accountable for my commitment to follow Jesus.
There we go. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for these students. Thank you for their testimony. Thank you for finding them and saving them and rejoicing over them as we do with you today. And Lord, thank you that you have called them for your purpose and good plans. And Lord, may they continue to draw near to you as they grow in love and for you, Lord God, and for one another. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm going to now invite these students to come forward up on stage here today as we share in the rite of confirmation. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, just as nature has its times and seasons, each of us, each which is important, so in the providence of God does human nature. There is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time for the earlier and latter rain. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Today we rejoice because our youth are on the same gracious pilgrimage in faith as we are, having been drawn by God's word, by holy example, by sacraments, and by prayer. We know that their journey has only begun, yet we are confident that God, who began a good work in them, will see it on to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus. So let us give thanks to God, who awakens faith in us and them. So together we affirm our faith, as in the Apostles' Creed, with the Christian Church. I invite you, you'll find the words on the screen, if we share this together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. So now, as a rite of confirmation, all of these students have been baptized, and today they are affirming that baptism and in their faith in Jesus Christ with the vows they make today. So as your pastor and teacher, it is my prayer that these expressions of faith may provide the basis for your commitment of your life in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. So answering, you may turn and face me back here. So answering only for yourself, and in perfect freedom to be silent if you cannot yet answer, I now call on you to respond to the following questions. Do you confess personal faith in Jesus Christ and desire, with God's help, to be his disciple? If so, say, I do. Do you believe with the Church of Jesus Christ that the Bible, the Old and New Testament, is the Word of God, telling the story of God and God's people in the past and guiding them today? If so, say, I do. And as you continue in your life, do you intend to keep worshiping in Christ's church, listening to his word, and responding to his call according to your faith? If so, say, I do. And so be it according to your faith. You may turn around and face the congregation one more time. And I'm going to invite Cheryl to come forward at this time. And we are going to pray with our students here. And as we do, we invite you to silently join us in that affirmation. Okay. So we have all of the little people here that just fell over. All right. Can you find it? Turn all that one. Okay. All right, Layton, how are you today? How'd that feel seeing yourself up on the big screen? You did well. You always get more than one chance. Lane, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So I have a scripture verse for you today, one that we have already heard, but I believe is one that the Lord has laid on my heart for you today. So being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. From Philippians 1:6. So you also, oops. Get to have that. And I'm going to pray for you if you would face the congregation. And if you would just join me in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for Lane. We thank you that you have called him to you. We thank you for his heart for you, his wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you have given him. And Lord, a willingness and a boldness to step out and proclaim and share the good news with others. Lord, a servant heart who is willing to step into places that others sometimes won't. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to nurture that faith in him, continue to call him into all the areas that you have prepared for him to walk. And Lord, watch over him, protect him, empower him, and fill him with your Holy Spirit, that he may boldly proclaim you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you. And if you go to Katie, she will give you a certificate.
Oakley, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The scripture I chose for you today is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Would you like to turn and face your family here? Father, I thank you for the joy that Oakley is, the joy and love that radiates on her face. I thank you for the deep faith that she has in you and how she leans into you for her strength to participate in sports and to do her work at school. I pray that she will always have a song in her heart for you and that she will rejoice in bursting with songs of praise all of her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cole, I called you a man of few words, but the words that you speak are words of truth. So that is a good thing. The verse for you is from 2 Timothy 3:15. It says, you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. So that verse for you is the confidence in your faith and trusting in him. And if you would face the congregation and your family, let us pray. Lord, thank you for Cole. Thank you for his steadfastness. Thank you for his friendship that he has with those around him. Thank you, Lord, for his love of nature, and Lord, for the ability to remain silent in a very busy world. Lord, I pray that he continues to hear your still small voice. And Lord, that you, by your Holy Spirit, will continue to lead and guide him in faith and understanding. And Lord, that he will be one that others turn to, one they know is rooted and grounded in you. And Lord, as he walks this life with you, may you continue to bless him and allow him to flourish. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.
Give him his gift.
You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Carissa, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. The scripture I chose for you today is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. You must worship the Lord Jesus Christ. You must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about the hope that you have as a believer, always be ready to explain it. May I pray for you? Father, I thank you for Carissa and her deep faith that you have already planted within her. I pray that you encourage her, that you give her opportunities to speak the truth of who you are and who you can be for others around her. Give her courage and give her friends with deep faith that they may go and change their world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And Tristan, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So I have a verse from you, Joshua 1:9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There you go. I'm going to pray for you if you face the congregation. Lord, we thank you for Tristan. We thank you for his confident faith. And Lord, we thank you for the understanding that you have given him. We thank you, Lord, for his willingness to step in to serve in places where he is called. Lord, his steadfastness in walking with you and being a constant in the lives of those around him. Lord, I pray that you continue to root and ground him in faith, that you would remain his rock and solid foundation as he walks this journey in life. And Lord, that he has, as he has opportunity, may you give him confidence and strength and courage to share you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Samantha, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I've chosen a passage from Romans today for you. It is chapter 15, verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. May I pray for you? God, this is my prayer, Romans 15, 13, that you would fill her with confident hope and the peace of Christ that passes all understanding, and that each time she has a doubt or a question or a fear, she can turn to you, and in her seeking, she will find you right beside her, filling her with that confident hope of who she is in Jesus and her eternal heaven and home with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, Kian, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So I have a verse for you, Kian. It is, I think it reflects your faith, which is true and I would say simple, but deep. Simple in the fact that you know. So John 14:6 says, Jesus told him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There you go. And can I pray for you? If you want to face the congregation, let us pray. Father, thank you for Kian. Lord, thank you for his stepping out and coming to be part of our group here at Bethlehem Covenant Church. Thank you, Lord, for the faith of his grandmother and his family that has been passed on to him. And thank you, Lord, that he has received it deep into his heart. And Lord, thank you that he knows that he knows. And Lord, I pray for him now that you will continue to allow him to walk with you, that you are his way, that you are his truth, that you are his life. And as he goes, may you be reflected in all his ways. Give him strength and courage and protect him by the power of your Holy Spirit as he goes, as he walks with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.
Remy, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Pastor Tim actually has chosen your scripture for you today, as he knows you well. John 14:27, Peace I leave you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. May I pray with you? You want to turn around? Father, this peace is my prayer for Remy today, that you will always, each morning as he arises, he would seek you and you would fill him with that peace. The peace that you give, not the world gives. The peace that the world can't take away. But he can walk and live and love in that peace. And when he is afraid, he can be reminded to call out your name, Jesus, and you will be there with that peace. So Lord, bless Remy today in his faith. May he grow, and as he has said in his statement of faith, preach the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Brendan, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So I have two verses for you today. The first one is Ephesians 6:10, which simply says the final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And the second one comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. There you are. And may I pray with you? All right. Let us pray. Father, thank you for Brendan. Thank you for the knowledge that you have given him, for the wisdom that he has. Lord, thank you for his ability to process and understand and listen and, Lord, seek your guidance and to know, Lord, your ways. I pray that you continue to grow him in his faith. Lord, continue to grow him in wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And Lord, I pray that you'd give him a prophetic voice to speak into a world that needs to know you and to hear you. And Lord, I pray that you give him strategic ways of sharing that and open his eyes to the ways, Lord, that you would use him. And Lord, I thank you that you love him and have called him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you. And now we want to give a blessing to each one of these. If you would, as a congregation, stand and extend your hand to them, and we will pray Aaron's blessing over them. Receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. All right, let's give him a round of applause and praise God for the work he is doing in your lives. You made it. All right, you can blow out your candles and hold them upright so the wax doesn't dip. The congregation, you can sit down and you may be seated in your seat again. Let me pass the